Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A $25,000 donation from Donald Trump's charitable foundation has been in the news this week. The donation was made to Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi's fundraising committee in 2013, days after a news report that her office was considering investigating Trump University for fraud. She did not go through with the investigation and has since endorsed Donald Trump for president. Trump has denied wrongdoing, but there are questions about whether that donation was legal. Business journalist Ali Velshi joins us now from New York. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
So Donald Trump actually paid a $2,500 penalty to the IRS last week over this contribution. What do we know about the legality?
Well, it's very, very clear. Under the Federal Election Campaign Act, charitable organizations are prohibited from making contributions having to do with elections. So that would have been illegal. The question, of course, is whether or not Donald Trump's campaign or his charity knew that's what they were doing. They claim that they made the donation to a group called Justice for All, which is a Kansas-based nonprofit. The group that got the money was something called And Justice for All, just one word difference, but it happened to be the PAC that was backing Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi.
And you just, in a situation like this, is this typical that you just pay a fine and that's the end of it, or if you break the law?
Oh, more often than not, that's correct. The IRS doesn't have the resources to try and prosecute. They only do that in instances where they are really trying to go after somebody who they know is habitually committing crimes. Generally speaking, you pay a fine. The issue here is Trump's charity paid the fine, but they still say that this had nothing to do with donating to the campaign of the attorney general.
But then there was also a fundraiser that Trump held for Pam Bondi's election at Mar-a-Lago. That's his resort in Palm Beach, after she decided not to join the lawsuit against Trump University. Does that sort of thing raise any eyebrows from election officials?
Well, here's the thing. The holding of a fundraiser, by a private citizen, Donald Trump, is not a problem. The problem is whether or not there's quid pro quo behind it, right? So Pam Bondi says, we didn't have anything to do with this decision not to prosecute Trump University, not to sue them. That decision, she claims, didn't even get to her. It was made by junior people in the office. Trump says his charitable organization accidentally gave her the contribution. So the whole thing is muddy. It is not necessarily illegal until someone can prove that there was intent to hold this fundraiser in exchange for further favorable treatment. Hmm.
Well, Donald Trump was asked about the donation that we were talking about earlier on Monday when he took questions from reporters on his plane. He said he never spoke to Pam Bondi about it. Here he is.
I never spoke to her. First of all, she's beyond reproach. She's a fine person. Never spoke to her about it at all.
What is Pam Bondi saying about what happened?
She says the same thing. She said she's denied any connection between his donation and her office's decision not to proceed. She said it's not true what the Clinton campaign is saying, that she knew about the investigation. She has said their two are just not connected. She is, however, a Donald Trump supporter in the election. So it's one of those things where we know the facts. The facts don't necessarily lead us to where we want to be, but there is something that doesn't smell right about it.
Well, the New York Times reported this week that this is not the only time that Trump has run afoul of campaign finance rules. What are some of the other examples?
Well, in the 1980s, he testified under oath in New York State after he had directed tens of thousands of dollars through subsidiary companies for the president of the New York City Council. That way he evaded contribution limits. In the 1990s, he paid a fine of $47,000 for exceeding annual limits on campaign contributions. There are lots of things that he's done, including last year at a presidential debate, he actually said, and I'm quoting, "When you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do." So he says that he's got special inside knowledge of this, which is why when he becomes president, he's going to clean up the system because he knows how it works.
And on the other side of the campaign, on the Clinton side, there's a story this week about Bill Clinton accepting $17 million to be the honorary chancellor of the for-profit school Laureate International Universities. And then the head of Laureate got invited to a State Department dinner when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. There have been a lot of allegations of pay for play there, yeah. But what's the latest on that?
Well, this is Laureate is the biggest for profit of these institutions, and they go and buy a lot of other for profit institutions. This is an industry that has come under fire and scrutiny from the IRS, from the federal government, from the Consumer Protection Bureau for years. Now, the only argument here is that Bill Clinton has said that in response, you know, for getting the money that he got, it didn't seem to change Hillary Clinton's opinion on for profit educational institutions, and she still claims she's going to go after them. But this is another one that doesn't smell quite right.
That's business journalist Ali Velshi. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure.